Redmond, Brian Harman's Wind Shows a Country Boy Can Survive. By Daniel Redmond on July 24, 2023. With Jason Aldean topping the charts with a conservative anthem and Brian Harman dominating the British Open, this is the greatest week for Georgia country boys since the Battle of Chickamauga in 1863. It has been a long time coming. Harman was steady after a shaky start to the final round and won by a comfortable 6 shots at Royal Liverpool in Hoylake, England. John Rahm got within 3 strokes after Harman's bogey on the 5th hole. But the Georgia boy came back with birdies at the 6th and 7th to right the ship. Once Harman navigated the tricky par 3 17th hole, the claret jug was in the bag. He used precise driving with phenomenal putting to pull away in the 2nd round, and he never looked back. Royal Liverpool played tough, and there was a potential disaster at every hole. But not for Harman, who only went into 2 bunkers all week and made par from each. The fans were not all that kind to Harman after he took a commanding lead. His great shots were greeted with tepid applause, and there were many hecklers who screamed for his ball to go in the bunker. They thought he didn't have the stones to win this major. I didn't hear anything about his height, 5'6" tops, but I'm sure they poked fun at that as well. We have come to expect better behavior from those horse-toothed limeys, so this vitriol was a bit surprising. Harman didn't care though. He's a grinder who followed his routine, which often included 10 waggles. That was a bit tough to watch, but it's hard to argue with the result. The British press seemed to have been miffed, British word, that Harman was a hunter. One of their weaselly sports writers asked the leading question about if he hunts rare animals with his rifle. Harman's answer was as good as his golf, and he calmly explained that he uses a bow and arrow and only hunts mature deer. This apparently didn't assuage the British press, as they still labeled him the Butcher of Hoylake. Credit to their tabloid writers, as that is a funny headline. These gun-fearing Brits should be ashamed of themselves, though. I'm scared of guns but would never openly admit it. No wonder they have so many home invasions. They are trying to fend off intruders with a broomstick. We all saw A Clockwork Orange. Yes, maybe Americans love their guns a tad too much. But that's a lot better than wetting your pants when you see a shotgun. Any guy that stalks and kills a deer and then skins and eats it is more of a man than 99.999% of the world. That's a fact. Great Britain needs more Brian Harmans, or it's not going to be so great anymore. Their cowmen should learn how to kill and butcher a cow. It's very enjoyable to poke fun at the British. They're easy targets. Nobody ever got cancelled for making fun of British teeth. I should probably stop. But they used to have some of the best people in the world. And it looks like nanny state liberalism has made them soft in the knickers, a British term I just made up. Look at Prince Harry FFS. He used to be an Apache attack helicopter pilot, which is one of the top 5 most badass jobs you can have. F1 driver, quarterback, sub-captain, golf writer. Now he's an aggrieved podcaster with a miserable wife. 3 cheers for Brian Harman.